The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
It's time for your weekly road crew tip, brought to you by the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series and Ken Barr Films.
That's right. It is Monday, February the 19th, 2018, right here on Radio Memphis, Memphis Metal Mondays. And, of course, for those of you that are tuned in and you're wondering what you just tuned in the middle of, and you follow us and you've been wondering what we've got going on, Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series, this is what we do, man. This is some stuff that we put together, and it all started with some very, very cool interviews with some guys from behind the scene. And I can't thank Ken Barr enough. You know, he wrote the book, We Are the Road Crew. And it started from there, and it has blossomed, and it has really kind of stemmed into a bunch of really crazy coolness, and I have met some of the coolest people, you know, behind the scenes and things like that. And this is, you know, and ultimately with the interviews and stuff, I got to start to really talking to some people from behind the scenes, and then it turned into we needed to do some tips, and then it turned into we have a road show. It's the Radio Memphis Load-In once a month on Thursdays, you know, that's dedicated, 2-hour show, live show dedicated to the road crew and dedicated to people behind the scenes and, you know, engineers and producers, you know, and things like that, and lightings and got anything and everything. You never know. There's always a little mix of everything. But for tonight, okay, every Monday night during Memphis Metal Mondays, we're always going to be bringing you a weekly road tip, okay? And it's for whether you're going to be in the studio, whether you're on the stage, whether you're out on the road. And sometimes the tip is just whatever, and it depends on who it's coming from. And I always get real excited because for tonight, you know, you guys know that when I have my UK connection call in, you already know who I'm talking about, all right? It's Kevin Batty Walsh, and he is just an absolute gem, man. He comes in here, and he just lays down some knowledge. He lays down some stories. We have fun, and I just love the way he puts it together. And as it were, we were kind of playing earlier, you know, on social media and stuff like that. And it turns out that he was actually getting everybody kind of riled up. And I understand there's some of you that may be tuned in because, you know, some here in the States, some over in the UK, because, you know, Batty's always starting something. So without any further ado, I'm going to bring Batty Walsh in, you know, for the road tip. It's tip number 25. How are you doing, honey?
Hey, hello from the future, Memphis. And if you're in New Zealand, hello from the bit you've just had.
It is the future calling the past, and this is that really crazy quasi like Stargate moment that we have every time we talk.
Yeah, it's all right over this side. I don't know, it's over there. I hope you're all right.
We are. And Do you have your big you know, gallon cup of tea?
Yeah. Yeah, have to. You're on, I have to get me bucket of tea out and a biscuit. A hobnob. Oh, a chocolate one.
Good for you. Good for you.
Chocolate hobnobs. If you're listening in Mexico, bonjour. Oh, no, that's France. ¿Cómo estás? That's it. And Argentina.
You don't even know what country you're calling from, what country you're talking to, but that right there, that's one of the hazards of the job.
Yeah.
What have you been getting into?
I've been over in France causing trouble over there, and I've been doing the usual gigs here. We did the script and, you know, a few other bands. They were good.
Good.
I've got a Franz Ferdinand tomorrow. Well, today, because it's not tomorrow yet over there, is it?
Mm-mm. Not for a couple more hours.
Later on. That'll be good. They're good guys.
Yeah?
Get them to say something to you.
Good.
Yeah, Gaga. We killed her, didn't we, Birmingham? That was her last show. She cancelled. Bless her. I hope she's all right.
Oh, yes. I hope she is.
The one killed by the Birmingham crowd.
Been
quite busy. And I'll see on the social media today. I'm going to stir up some trouble now.
You did stir up some trouble, and it's funny that you bring that up because then you...
I could stir up trouble in a matchbox, man.
You do that, and then you tag me. You're like, Diana. And I'm like, what are you doing, man? And it's like, whatever you're in the middle of, and next thing I know, and I see this thing come up, and it's like, Kevin Walsh has tagged you in a post. I'm like, oh my God, where is it? Because I never know what you're in the middle of. And as it turns out, a gentleman by the name of, a gentleman by the name of Ricky Warwick, okay?
Yeah, Ricky Warwick. It's not like Dionne Warwick, it's Warwick.
Warwick.
It's Yes, she just doesn't know how to pronounce it.
I don't know how to pronounce it, but I do know how to pronounce. Warwick. I do know how to pronounce Black Star Riders. Okay.
That's right.
Yes, yes.
That's right. The dog's tadgers, as we say over here.
Well, and of course, you know, and of course, that outfit out of L.A. He had made a post, you know, on his personal social media. And see, here's the thing, guys. If you post on social media, man, it is totally free game. So, like, if radio DJs and, you know, international road reports and stuff come across it, we totally talk about it and throw it in the middle of everything we got going on. And it goes kind of with what we do, because he showed a picture, about how much somebody was complaining about how much space that Robbie's bass was taking up in the overhead bins, and so he had decided to gate check his, and he showed what happened for what he got for being doing such a good deed, and it was a nice little crack.
He was being nice, Ricky. As Robbie had put his bass in the overhead bins, and people were bitching about it, and Ricky, being the nice guy that he is and just trying to keep everyone happy, decided to step in and comes out the other end with a cracked neck with his troubles, which made me actually, and there's a few people on there you can tell, made me just furious. I mean, now I know I work for Yannick Gears and he thrashed guitars around, but he did that during his work. This instrument happens to be Rick Warwick's tool of his trade.
Yes.
And some knucklehead is just broken the neck on it, doing their job, loading it in and out of it. But now maybe they don't like rock and rollers, or they see a guitar showcase and they just toss that thing in the plane. It ain't on, because it's happening a lot now. And I do believe your side of the pond, and there's a link on my Facebook page to it, but the government have brought something out where, yes, it is okay to take your musical instruments.
It is.
To the cabin with you.
It is.
So
it is.
I might just start learning the cello and get a flight on one of your airlines.
Oh, well, you know.
I'll come over with that.
Well, you know.
That in your overhead box.
Apparently, you know, apparently, and the thing about it is, too, is that, you know, it's been some time, you know, since it's become law that those just particular instruments can be taken on as carry-ons and stuff like that. And oddly enough, you are right, because this issue has been coming up quite a bit, because some of these stories and some of the stuff and some of the music outlets have been redoing and reminding, you know, everybody that it's a law. In fact, something was just put out at the beginning of the year from Guitar World, you know, and of course, you know, and it was actually a lady by the name of Laura Zucker, who's a lawyer, and she throws this stuff out there, and she was like, you know, of course, they threw something up because in light of a recent, recent deal with the former Kinks guitarist, Davey Davids, that he had with British Airways. Okay, so apparently, you know, they gave him a lot of hell because the airline did not let him bring his guitar on board as carry-on luggage, okay? And so that's why they were, and all this stuff, you know, everybody started giving these artists and stuff a lot of hell, and so they were like, we're going to bring this back up. You know, it is law, okay? You're able to. And of course, I mean, mind you, musical instruments, okay? You know, and of course, if you go to, you know, the transportation, department, and you look all of this stuff up, you know, it's going to tell you, you know, subchapter 1 of chapter 417 is amended by adding the ending, and this is the same stuff that you got posted on your page, Patty, about small instruments as carry-on baggage. You know, an air carrier providing air transportation shall permit a passenger to carry a violin, a guitar, or other musical instrument in the aircraft cabin without charging the passenger a fee in addition to any standard fee that carrier might require for comparable carry-on baggage. And the instrument can be stowed safely in a suitable baggage compartment in the aircraft cabin or under a passenger seat in accordance with the requirements for carriage of carry-on baggage or cargo establishment, if also that there is space for such stowage at the time of the passenger boards the aircraft. Of course, you know, if for instruments that are too large to fit, the cello may not work, Patty, to fit in an overhead.
I'll make it work. Don't worry about that.
To fit in an overhead or under your seat, you can bring them aboard, but you do not have to buy another ticket.
Stick it somewhere.
You know, and all of that. So, and of course, it goes on and goes on, and there's a bunch of different things. But, you know, and the thing about it is that some of the tips and tricks, you know, for that, what people will tell you is that, you know, of course, tell a musician to be early.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, good luck with that one.
Right, but if they were early, okay, and you were, you know, and you were, you checked in early, and yet where you can, you know, you can get on the plane early, you know what I mean? It's kind of one of those things where that's not such a big issue and stuff because you're one of the first ones in and you're able to, you know, stow it up where you need to stow it. Now, if you're the last one on the plane and everybody's got their stuff up and then you're rolling in, you know, with your big case and stuff like that, you know, it might be a problem, but at the same token, you know, the opportunity still lends itself that it is law.
Yeah, well, I mean, Rick's the kind of guy that he would be on time. He wouldn't be a last minute kind of guy. But I mean, that's just bullshit because that's his tool of his trade. It's
mm-hmm.
like a carpenter's hammer or a chisel or an air mechanic set of spanners to fix the engine. If you don't want to put it down in the hold carefully, let me go on down on the tarmac and I'll give it to the guy and he can put it in the hold.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't get trashed like that just being on a flight. These things
yes.
don't move around much, as I understand it, in a hold. It's just crap, that is. I mean, and you got it cased up, all right, if you're going to put it in a paper bag, then it's going to be at your risk. But somewhere along the line, there has to be this duty of care again, because that's a man's working instrument. That's his tool of his trade.
If that's in a case,
he goes across the Atlantic and he gets to a gig and he can't do a gig because his tool is broken. I'm sure in his case he could find one from another.
Yeah, but that's regardless. What of the ones that can? You know, here's the thing though. You know, because looking at his picture, you know, this isn't a case. How does that happen?
Yeah. I know, yeah. How does, if you see the picture, it's like, a lot of people have put on there, what's up with that? You know, that's why I was, and I still am, I'm really angry about it, because that's, you know, I'd be angry if it was one of Yannick's guitars and he breaks the shit out of them, but he's doing it during his trade.
Right, he's doing it while he's performing, that's different.
That's right. If he wants to break it during his trade while me and him are on stage, that's fine. If some knucklehead luggage guy wants to just throw it around like a piece of trash,
right,
that's not on.
Right.
And I'm sure there are some great luggage handlers out there, and I'm sure there's one or two that are just planks, that are just spanners, idiots. And it's happened. There's quite a lot of it going on now. So what's going on with you airlines out there? What kind of people are you getting to handle our luggage and our tools
mm-hmm.
for our trade?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Mm-hmm. That's with anything. You don't know. The majority of it might be clothes and stuff. But when you've got people that are traveling like that, you know, as far as with gear and stuff like that, you would think that there would be a certain protocol. Now, would you?
Yeah, no, you would. And Rick's the kind of guy that if somebody was having a bit of a, he would just say, I'll tell you what, I'll check this in. Let me just put it down there. Let's all get on our way. And, you know, he's not the kind of guy to go screw you. You know.
Mm.
He would do the right thing, and that's the thanks he got for it, you know.
It's so funny because on Ricky's post, obviously a ton of people jumped in on it, you know, along with us.
Yeah.
And there were so many, you know, there's so many that were jumping in. Kevin Wynn, you know, they was like, they treat you like shit at security. They took ours away at JFK to scan them, but then dumped them so anyone could just boot them. You know, Delta were great, but, you know, but BA lost ours back from somewhere.
Oh, yeah, British Airways, you Hong Kong today, your luggage New Zealand 3 weeks' time. Yeah, that's not unusual. Yeah. I mean, you know, I flew a lot. Well, flew many miles, and the only ones that ever lost my luggage were British Airways.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And then the one picture.
I've never had things broken. It's only recently that all this kind of shit's been going up on Facebook. People's instruments getting damaged. It's only really recently, since before Christmas.
I think everybody's like getting so pissed off because that they're allowed on the plane. Is that what this is?
No, I don't think it's that. I mean, why would some passengers who might go, oh, I don't want that on air, why would all of a sudden would somebody in a baggage hold get a bone up their ass about and break your guitar? Why would they do that?
I
think it's there was a film on recently over here that somebody had taken secretly in a hold.
Oh.
While luggage was going onto a plane.
Oh.
Of a luggage handler.
Oh, okay.
Going through suitcases. So, as I say, there's one or two rogues out there. It's only happening recently that this kind of stuff's happening.
Wow.
And I don't want to tar all luggage handlers with the same brush. There's a bad apple or two somewhere in there.
There's a couple, apparently, because just like I said, just on this one post, man, all of these pictures, all these stories, you know, and all these things, you know, and it's like, this is too much, you know what I mean? Yeah. You know, and it's all of these things, you know, we're talking about some people that are going to travel, with some very price, some priceless stuff too, you know what I mean? And some meaningful stuff. And of course, and it was one of those things where it was, watching these stories, and they're talking about not only were they, badly treated, but they're also having their instruments and stuff, badly, basically just run over, is the way they put it.
I'm sure there's some people that, from our side, there's some people that don't treat people who check them in with the respect they deserve either. I never did. I never abused anybody when I checked into a flight, because it's a tough job they're doing. But then does that give someone the right further down the line on the tarmac to go, these guys upstairs are assholes, trash their guitars?
Right.
If luggage handlers are having a hard time with something, give me a shout. I'll sort out your problem for you. You're not getting paid enough or something. You tell me, I'll sort it out. I'll come over there and sort it out.
You know what? You would too. And it's almost like this. It's still that essence of loading in, isn't it? Isn't it?
Yeah. That's a tough job, you know. Down on that tarmac, that's not an easy job. And I'm sure there are more good baggage handlers than there are bad ones. But these stories are becoming a bit more. They're all not all the time. There's more of them about now. These days, about people getting stuff damaged, and like you say, as from that post, you can see people putting up what's happened to their stuff, and what's going on all of a sudden, what's happened, make baggage handlers great again, I bet it wouldn't happen if it was a gun.
In the middle of all of this, there's got to be a tip from you.
Yeah,
look, we're on tip number 25, remember I record this and post it up later, so make this good.
Walk. Don't catch airplanes. Save the environment and your instruments. Walk. Get a mule train.
I'm not putting that up there. Stop it. What about the ones that travel because that's where their gigs are? Stop it.
All right. Yeah, we all just start out earlier. Ricky comes over this side of the pond, so he might have to start off a couple of months earlier and catch the boat over or something. I don't know. And then, mule train. Yeehaw. This tip would be just do what you can to protect things like your guitars and things. Put them in a good case, which I know Rick would have. He's in a proper case. He doesn't trash stuff like that. And if you can, check in earlier. Just, I don't know, be nice. People are nice, but if you can, even see if you can go and stick it in the hold yourself. I know Brian May used to travel everywhere with his guitar because he wouldn't let it out of his sights, but Brian May would buy a seat for that guitar.
Yeah.
He was always on the flight with him.
Well, see, that was also to ensure that nobody would sit next to him either.
Yeah, that's right. And he never laid it out of his sight. Ricky can't do that. The rock god that he is, I know, and he's a fantastic band. But just make sure it's in the right case. Gaffer tape the locks up. So if they do want to get into it and have a look at it, let them. And I wonder if that happens as well. Some people go, wow, it's a guitar, man, let's check it out. Maybe they take it out and drop it. I don't know. I wouldn't want to suggest things like that. But I have, so tough, Be early, check your gear in, make sure it's in a good case. Because you go to my Facebook page and have a look at Rick Warwick's thing there with his guitar and see what happened to it.
And see what happens,
yeah. But the tip is walk. Get a greyhound.
Stop it. Nobody's walking.
Walk into Memphis. Isn't there a song about that or something?
Yeah, there's several versions of it, Walking in Memphis. Walking in Memphis. Yeah. Not to Memphis, just in Memphis.
Memphis.
Yeah. Which means that
a tip would be just turn up early, like they'd say, and go and have a look at this judgment and take copies of it with you. Just have it with you. That you are allowed to take your guitar onto a flight.
Perfect.
Albeit there has to be some room. And a guitar in a good guitar case will fit in an overhead bin.
Perfect.
Yeah, it will. And if you need to be early to make sure you can get that in an overhead bin, be a bit early, but print off that legislation and keep it with you. And
perfect.
Drop it in front of a few people and go, no, this is what I'm entitled to, and this is what I'd like you to do. If you need a hand for me to go and put it on the in the hold with you on the tarmac. I know Homeland Security and all the rest of it. Then let me do it. Let me do it. I've done it. I've done it in the past.
Have you?
Homeland Security. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And the weirdest thing was I went through, you wouldn't believe this, I went through a check. They found on me a little bottle of Superglue and a small which I don't normally carry, a small knife.
Okay.
And they said, you can keep the knife, but we're going to take the Superglue off you.
You're kidding. What?
I can keep the knife, so I could stab everybody, but I can't stick them to the chair. Are you serious? And they were serious. And I got on a flight with a knife. It wouldn't happen now. You know, but they didn't want me going around killing anyone on the flight, but if I stuck them to death, that was fine.
That was okay. Did they give you a reason? Was it because the super glue was, you know, some type of chemical, you know, that could blow things up? Is that what that was?
Well, I guess I guess you could set fire to your shoes with it or something. I don't know. But, you know. Keep the knife. We want the super glue. They must have been desperate to fix all the guitars that were broken or something. I don't know.
You'd have been there helping Ricky fix the crack in the back of his neck of his.
Yeah. I know. I'm sure it can be fixed, but it's not the point. That what people forget about these things is, like I say, that's the tool of his trade. That's how he employs his trade, with a guitar, with that guitar.
Right.
And we're all the same. We all have tools, and everybody forgets musical instruments, whatever they are, a bassoon, a cello, a guitar, whatever. That's somebody's way of making a living. So
it is.
You know, needs to be treated with not anything special, just a bit of respect.
Perfect.
People putting their tools in your hands and you just go and lob it on a plane and think, yeah, that'll do.
Perfect.
It won't do at all.
That's the way it should be.
It's not on, you know.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah, wound up I am with that.
Yeah, you did good. You did good. I'm proud
of
you.
If you the baggage handlers over there, they got a problem, I'll come over. I'll sort it out. I've still got me cards good for another few months to get back in your country, so.
There it is. Well, like I said, we definitely hope that, you know, Mr. Warwick.
There's another W there, but you don't pronounce it. It's Warwick.
Warwick. Warwick. Are you? I'm getting a lesson. W- I'm getting a lesson in talking from somebody Warwick. From the UK. Warwick.
Yeah, just because Dionne Warwick wants to be called Dionne Warwick, she just don't know how to pronounce the name Warwick. It's Warwick. It's a silent Warwick. W. It's English. God, it took us 2,000 years.
Isn't Ricky from LA? He probably says the W. Why am I even arguing with this?
It took us 2,000 years to perfect the language. It took you about 200 to make it up.
Well, look, I just wanted to give him.
We even nicked some French stuff, cul-de-sacs and things like that. You know.
Well, okay, we stole a word or two. No, I was just trying to give him a big shout out and stuff like that. And we're definitely hoping, you know, that he's going to be able to, you know, find his favorite acts that he's going to be able to take with him and stuff. Because you know, the Black Star Riders are going to be getting ready to go on to their North American tour here in a couple of weeks.
That's so. Right. Yeah, and if you get a chance to see him, folks, go and see him because they're the business.
Yep.
He's always been the business, Rick Warwick, whatever band he's been in, you know.
You know what they're doing, right?
Yeah.
No, I mean, did you see the VIP package they're throwing out?
No.
So, check this out. So, like, $100 each, it's like $99. There's like a limit of 10 people per show. They get to meet the band, hang out with them on their tour bus, you know. And of course, they get all the stuff that comes with it and stuff like that, you know, and do photo ops and stuff, and you know, and actually
hang over and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's what comes with being on a crew bus and a band bus. Hangover.
I knew you'd set me straight.
You should go for that package if you're into the Black Star Riders. I'd go for that.
No, my God. Like I said, everybody's going crazy for them and stuff like that. So they're getting ready. They're getting ready to, like I said, hit the North American tour. Starting March 18th, they're actually going to be in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And they're going to be in New York, coming to Ohio, you know, a couple of dates, you know, coming down to D.C., you know, that kind of stuff. You know, they're even going to be in Connecticut. They're even going to be in Canada. You could actually pop on over and you can come see them.
I could, yeah. They'd let me into Canada.
They will,
yeah. They'll let me in anywhere. Get me out, that's the problem. Well, Brooklyn. Hey, I was almost the mayor of Brooklyn. I was only there a couple of days.
See? Well, there's a couple. Yeah. Look, there's a couple of dates. You know, there's a couple of dates here. I'm telling you, man. There's a couple of New York dates, a couple of DC dates, a couple of Connecticut, Massachusetts. On see, it's not even that far. All you, it's just coming straight across and just touching your toe on the land, and you can go see them. You don't even have to come deep into the country.
Yeah, yeah. St. Patrick's Day coming up. They must be doing one then.
Oh, on St. Patrick's Day, as a matter of fact, they're in Uniondale, New York.
There you go. That was well planned.
Right. See? See? They need you to come and say hi to them.
Yeah, they know, but you see, I'm on the was the second biggest Irish parade outside Dublin. That's in Birmingham.
No, it is. Yeah. It is. And you've got to represent. I get it. You've got to represent the Irish. I get it.
We all got to spread sin on the land. You know, I'd recommend the Black Star Riders if nobody's seen them. They're business.
We'll do it. We'll definitely do it.
If you can get it.
Well, honey, I'm always so happy to talk with you. You have anything cool coming up?
Now I've got the Franz Ferdinand's tomorrow, and you know, they're doing a lot of Birmingham stuff.
Yeah.
I think at the Barclaycard Arena at the minute because there's some athletics on. So
okay.
Out of there, that's all too strenuous for me. All that is running and jumping and leaping about the place.
Yeah, no. We can't have any of that.
We've got a few things coming up at the academy and that, you know.
Well, you know, I'm just
off on one of these. I was off in France. That was different.
That was
fair. That was interesting. Lots of people flogging spoons and forks and bits of tap for your garden and all that. Summer. That was a different kind of one.
I almost spit my coffee out.
Just gathering things for your house and, you know, fountains and, you know, all sorts. Hey, and you know, like, you know, over here, do you know, you're not in Europe. Hey, Europe, you can't smoke indoors.
At all. So,
you know, you can't smoke inside in public bars or anything. Yeah, and in France, they just walk around the building smoking, doing what they want.
Yeah.
During the big gig during this festival, and they weren't just smoking cigarettes either. I got a faint whiff of something. I thought, well, there you go. See, European laws.
Oh, yeah.
I said to a French woman, I said, they're smoking in the hall there. Look, and she went, you try to stop a Frenchman from smoking?
No, that's not gonna happen.
She was from Wales. Yeah, she was
that's not gonna happen at all. No, not at all. Well, you've been on there. I'm waiting on the phone call that you are finally going to get back on the bus with Iron Maiden.
Hello, yeah, that me, yeah. Well, one of me, they were off out on, you know, that boat thing that Kenny did. There was
yes, the 7,000 tons of metal
recently with Thunder, my mate Thunder, and Steve Harris's British Lion. We're on the same boat.
Okay.
And my pal Gonzo and Pete and Sue and. They were all on there, and I was thinking, oh, man, I should be on that.
Would have been
great. Went from Miami to somewhere for a week, and the Thunder were on there, and British Lion, and a few others.
You need to pay attention.
Yeah, I know. I'll have to get out being the set carpenter or something out there on that thing. I need to get out, I think.
You do need to get out.
Get over there to Memphis.
You need to come. Yes, you need to come, and you need to come hang out with me here. Absolutely.
Walk to Memphis.
Mm-hmm. Walking in Memphis.
I'm near the station for a few hours.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? We'll never get you out of here.
Bring someone else up over here and go, now, how do you like it?
You'll come down in here. Are you kidding? We'll never get you out of here.
Okay. Colin from GBH. There you go. That'll be a good one for you.
That'll be perfect. Yeah. That'll be perfect.
Get him up.
A little bit.
The other day, walking the dog.
You're tired. You need to go ahead and lay down and get you a few more, you know, winks, and it's before you have to get up.
Sleep is what you're trying to say, isn't it?
Well, no, because you're already beautiful.
I know that.
I know that. You don't have to remind me.
Tell me something I don't know.
Damn it, Batty.
John Cazuli thinks I'm beautiful. Oh, you know, John Cazuli used to call me honey at once.
Okay, you know what? I'm glad you brought him up. Okay, you send him a message, man, because every time I talk to him, he's in the middle of, like, doing, you know, stuff for The Voice. He's in the middle of, like, doing stuff for Cher. He's in the middle of doing stuff for whatever, and he keeps like, we need to catch up. We're going to do that interview and stuff. So you send him a message, and you say, look, I talked to D live on air, and we just trashed you.
He was sat in his garden the other day. He sent me a picture.
Of course he did.
And I thought, there's my chair. I thought, well, great, it's snowing here. Thanks a lot for that. He used to call me honey at one time, him and Timmy Gallup, you know.
Well,
and Dan Stevenson as well. He used to call me honey. I remember when they all used to call me honey. They don't anymore.
Not anymore. Well, yeah, you tell Mr. Cazuli that, you know, he needs to ante up. He's got to load in at some point.
John Skunskunski, I'll get on to.
Mm-hmm.
Skunskunski.
Mm-hmm.
And he can do some loading stuff for you.
Absolutely. He needs to do a lot of this, you know. So, yeah, you go ahead, aim and fire, man. Aim and fire.
And don't say that to him because, man, he can set some down. Whew, boy. He's cleared an arena. Talk about gas. Whoa.
Stop
ozone.
It.
Ozone.
Stop it. Stop it. Go get you some rest. We're going to catch up, you know, and I have a feeling that, you know, we have a couple of things that we might be catching up on. Maybe you might be aware, you may not be aware. I know something if you don't.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Do you now?
I do.
I see.
I do.
Something with Mr. Barr. By the way, he's not been very well, so get well soon, Kenny.
Yes. Yeah, so we're hoping he gets well soon. He's been having a rough time as far as with bronchitis and stuff. It might be with something with Mr. Barr, so you may have a clue. So, yes, we'll talk about it more.
Well, you've got something up your sleeve, have you?
Maybe. It'll be fun for you. It'll be fun for you.
Cats in Space.
Cats in Space, yes.
Cats in Space, they got a new disc out, and it's blue, and it's limited edition.
Cats Live in Space, that's it. That is it. Yes, we've been talking about it because everybody loves the music, and every time we play them, and we always talk about them and stuff. And so, all the cool shows they were able to play with, you know, with Deep Purple, Status Quo, you know, a couple gigs like that, they were able to pull some things in, and they've got a live album out. So, you guys definitely need to go check out some Cats in Space.
Okay, yeah, and some, what's my favorite one over there? Fragile Mortals, Farted Up.
You need to get off here. Okay, I'm done.
Keep me in touch with this stuff up your sleeve then.
I got stuff up my sleeve. Like I said, you may want to get with Kenny and see what that might be.
Yeah, I will.
It's actually him.
Great catching up with you at this hour of the day over here.
I love it. Thank you for sharing your morning, late evening, you know, cup of, your, I'm sorry, jug, sorry, gallon of tea.
Fuck it. It's a gallon of tea. That's what you need. Gallon of tea, America. That's what you need. That'll sort all this gun malarkey out.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll get some rest, babe. But we're going to talk soon, okay?
Yeah. Hey, have a great show, and I'll speak to you soon, world, America, New Zealand, Australia, Japan, South America, Buenos Dias, bonjour, au revoir.
Bye.
Hey, listen.
What?
Bye-bye now.
Get off here. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Batty Walsh hanging out for the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series Road Tip. Tip number 25. And ultimately, through all of that mess and us talking and stuff, we were definitely talking about, you know, the rules and regulations of being able to bring on carry-ons, you know, for instruments and stuff like that. And of course, you know, the law states, as far as in the states, you know, that you can do that, obviously within guidelines and guidances of what's been posted, you know, as far as, you know, for regular carry-on luggage and stuff. And, you know, there might be, you know, a couple exclusions. We need to pay attention. But the smartest thing for the tip is definitely make sure that, you know, you pay attention to the type of luggage, you know, the type of cases, road cases and stuff that you're putting your stuff in, number one. Number two, if you're able to bring it on, look, make sure that you carry that documentation with you. Make sure you actually carry, you know, and it's as odd as that sounds, you know, there might be some airlines and stuff that is going to give you a little hell over that and stuff, and you'll be able to present that to them. So, yes, according to this, I am able to help me out. But you want to be cool, you know, you want to start anything, do something cool, like show up early, check in early. That way, if you can get on the plane early, you'll be able to get stuff on there, and, you know, and then nobody will get crazy about that. So it's going to be kind of a good thing to revisit and make sure you pay attention to.
Tune in every Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Central to Radio Memphis for your weekly tips in the studio, on the stage, and out on the road. It's all part of the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series, and it's only on Radio Memphis.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.